Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today will be a pop culture edition. Yes, it's back to the movies with your old pal, Bob. Well, not sure if I'm personally going back to this movie. Probably not. West Side Story has been remade. The hit Broadway musical, which also became a hit movie in 1961, winning 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director. Yes, West Side Story has been redone. And by a director of no small stature, Steven Spielberg. The theater world is abuzz with anticipation. At least abuzz from what I understand, but I have deliberately kept myself from understanding much. I heard that from an actor friend. I have read nothing. I have listened to nothing on entertainment television shows. Because today is another one of my movie reviews, which is really a movie preview. More correctly put, a movie prediction. Now, listen carefully. This podcast, today's podcast, is being recorded December 9th, one day before the film's release on December 10th. I meant to do this a long time ago when I first heard about the remake. I should have. I didn't. The date of the release kind of snuck up on me. So now, only some, obviously, will hear these predictions today. Many, if not most of you, because people download podcasts, listen to them later. A lot of you, probably most of you, will hear these predictions after the movie is already out. This will end up being the fastest dated podcast in history. Indeed, if I wanted, I could probably go online right now, this very moment, and read some advanced review or synopsis. For that matter, I could probably have found out such information long ago. They've been talking about this for over a year, this remake. But in the tradition of my other prediction reviews, and there have been several reviews such as the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, I chose deliberately to isolate myself from any revealing of the story, the new version of the story. Why? Because I wanted to make a prediction. I do this a lot, not just with the arts, but politics, social trends in general. I have been dead on accurate with social trends, not as accurate predicting who will or will not win an election. And I have, up to now, been right on the money predicting Hollywood so far every single time. At least Hollywood ever since the age of PC pressure and woke pressure. Now, as I said, you will know immediately if I was right or wrong. If I am inaccurate, no need to write me, no need to gloat. It won't be necessary because I will be such a happy man if I am wrong. No amount of gloating will make me unhappy. My friends, I hope I am wrong. I hope this with all my heart. And of course, if I turn out to be right in the middle of this late hour timing, you may or may not believe that I had not looked online for some kind of advance release spoiler about the film. Let me say again, I did not. You are free to believe me. You are free to not believe me. But since I am a man who is not shy about his own beliefs, let me say, with God as my witness, these predictions, while they may become dated immediately, are genuine guesses. I do this often, and I explain myself often, but in case you haven't heard one of these before, allow me to explain again. Indulge me for a moment. Why do I go out of my way to make these kinds of predictions? Well, it's not because I consider myself to be a prophet. No, I'm not a prophet, just one who watches trends as anyone can do, one who studies human nature as anyone can do, and one who studies history as anyone can do. When dangerous trends become predictable. Perhaps the fulfilled prediction can serve as a warning, inasmuch as society on such a predictable path is repeating history and the historical chain of events that follow, the unfolding of events leading up to a changing nation in the past, now studied in the present with 2020 hindsight, were never good. They were always regretful. Always people who ended up living under a tyrannical government that used persuasive ways of turning people against each other in a once free nation in order to divide and conquer. Always such once happy citizens look back and say, if only we had a time machine, if only we could start all over, we'd do it differently. Well, my friends, a history book can serve as a time machine of sorts, at least in terms of warnings. It accomplishes the same thing because human nature doesn't change. What I'm saying is this. When arts in society are this easily predictable, it speaks volumes about where society is headed, a road without any turns, short of a miracle. I do believe in miracles, by the way. I am talking right now, however, about the human trajectory. Okay. Back to West Side Story. As a general rule, remakes are just a bad idea in their own right. All politics put aside, we really shouldn't have remakes unless, and it's a significant unless we are remaking something bad, or something at least seriously flawed. A story that perhaps had great potential, but just didn't mix the correct ingredients, just didn't work. So keeping that caveat in mind, while West Side Story, the original, as both a film and Broadway musical, does get a huge thumbs up from me, yes, I love the original film, I really did, it was not without its flaws. Still, let me start with the positive. In its day, West Side Story was quite a creative idea, doing a modern remake of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, forbidden lovers from two warring families as in the Shakespeare play, or in this case, two warring gangs as in West Side Story in the streets of New York. West Side Story, the original, was directed by the versatile Robert Wise, who also gifted us with the fantastic Sound of Music, another Academy Award winner for Best Picture and Best Director. West Side Story was co-directed. We usually didn't have co-directors in those days. The co-director was choreographer Jerome Robbins, who created the Broadway version, conceiving a dance-based musical about gang members long before the era of breakdancing. As for the composer, talk about versatility, talk about talent, brilliance. Leonard Bernstein gave us three distinctly different types of music. Jazz, sweet melodic, and Latino style. As a soundtrack, West Side Story is among the ones I listen to most often. Several pieces, several selections are staple bumper music on my radio show. I've been playing them for years. The lyrics were excellent as well. Lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, who went on to write both music and lyrics for other Broadway hits. As for the dialogue, well, the original stage book by Arthur Lorentz and the adapted screenplay by Ernest Lehman, how shall I put this in a way that remains kind? They had their moments. I can say that. They did have their moments. The dialogue between the gang members and the police detectives was very well done. Humorous, witty, well-timed. But the dialogue between Tony and Maria, the leading characters, yikes! Call in the script surgeon! Early in the movie, Tony and Maria spot each other at a dance. Now keep in mind, again, these are the main two characters of the story. Their chemistry is going to be everything if they have chemistry. In this story, they fall in love within literal seconds. They stare at each other from across the room. They walk toward each other. And here is their dialogue right out of the script, word for word. Tony, you're not thinking I'm someone else. Maria, I know you are not. Tony, or that we've met before? I know we have not. Tony, I felt I knew something never before was going to happen, had to happen, but this is so much more. At this point, Maria says, my hands are cold. He takes her hand. She says, yours too. He moves the hands to his face. She says, so warm. He says, so beautiful. She says, beautiful. Tony, it's so much to believe. You're not making a joke. Maria, I have not yet learned to joke that way. I think now I never will. Wow. That was fantastic. But it gets even better. Later on, when she asks him to stop the fight planned at a war council of both gangs, Tony promises to stop the fight. Maria says, I believe you. You do have magic. Or later on still, right after Maria's brother Bernardo was knifed to death by Tony's friend Riff, a fairly intense moment in the story, I would say, Tony says to her to make her feel better, to make her realize it's okay, or at least that everything's going to be okay. He says, we're really together now. Yes, my friends, with inclusion of such crisp, snappy, realistic dialogue, the show was obviously saved by the music and the dancing. I will say this, Ernest Lehman did a wonderful job on the screenplay for Sound of Music. What he was thinking for West Side Story is anybody's guess. Maybe he took one or two days off. And so, all to say, as far as a remake goes, I would have no objection whatsoever to seeing dialogue between Tony and Maria rewritten. Maybe it will be. And if so, it probably will be better, much better. It certainly couldn't be worse. But these are only artistic observations, artistic suggestions, not PC suggestions. And PC is what I expect to see. Now, I do like Steven Spielberg as a director. Not all of his stuff, but a lot of his stuff. I loved Raiders of the Lost Ark. I loved Close Encounters. I thought his far more serious movie, Schindler's List, was very well done. It deserved its accolades, every one of them. But with all his creativity, the man does give in to trends at times. For example, his remake of War of the Worlds, another situation where I loved the original film but hated the remake. He did what I hoped he wouldn't do, but predicted he would do. He made the main character a single parent having issues with a troubled child. So Spielberg can be a mixed bag. Creatively speaking, with a West Side Story remake by the likes of Steven Spielberg, I expect that we will see a lot of well-directed scenes, good acting, brilliant cinematography, which is always Spielberg's hallmark. He probably also brought in the best singers, musicians, dancers that money could possibly ask for. He has the clout. He is Spielberg, after all. But even an independent creative mind like Steven Spielberg is unlikely to stand up to the times he lives in. And speaking of the times, all right, the time has come, my time has come. Here now is what I expect to see by way of significant changes in this remake version. I'll start light. This one's really easy. At least one new song. A song composed just for the film, which would mean a song not composed by the late Bernstein, but an original song in order to qualify at next year's Academy Awards for Best Song category. An award which, according to the rules of the Academy, cannot be given to a song that pre-existed on Broadway or pre-existed in an earlier film. So they'll write a new song. They want to qualify. They're a musical. They want to win another music award. Another expectation about the music part of the show, and I really hate when artists do this. I just hate it with a passion. Some of the classic songs will be retweaked from their original melody. Performers love to make a song their own. So do directors. Now, on to the expected PC changes. Some kind of nod to LGBTQ, right? The day may come, and probably will come in the near future, when West Side Story and all romantic musicals are redone so that it's not the love between a man and a woman anymore, but rather between two men or two women or something like that. However, at this point in this stage of the game, I don't believe Spielberg would want to overdo anything or mess with a classic to that degree. Instead, I predict this as something we will see in a minor background character. One obvious candidate would be a character from the original with the nickname Anybody's. A teenage girl who hung out with the Jets, kind of a tomboy, proud of being a tomboy, that was Anybody's. In fact, they joked about her being a tomboy quite a bit throughout the movie. Toward the end of the film, in a serious moment, Tony says to Anybody's, "You're a girl. Be a girl." Okay. Whatever nod they offer LGBTQ, whoever the character is, maybe Anybody's, maybe someone else, you can at least be sure that particular line from Tony will not be in the remake unless it's followed by a sharp rebuke and sanctimonious lecture. And then the racism elements. West Side Story, in its original version, was a pioneer condemning racism ahead of its time, with the Sharks being a gang made up of immigrants from Puerto Rico and the Jets resenting them moving into their neighborhood. The police lieutenant Shrank is also in this movie an unapologetic racist. That's in the original story. The 1961 film is to be commended for confronting racism during an era when that was rare from a Hollywood musical or any movie at all, for that matter. But that was 1961. This is 2021. This time, something will be said about open borders and closed borders, which really has nothing to do with racism, but is packaged that way all the time by the left. Even if the gang still comes from Puerto Rico rather than Mexico, some line about the need for open borders will be found in the movie, or at least some kind of salute to the dreamers. In this same vein, something perhaps about white privilege. Tony acknowledging his white privilege, repenting of his white privilege. Now, this one is not as sure of a bet because, if I am recalling correctly, a lot of the movie was filmed before 2020 shutdowns with a delayed release, and those George Floyd riots happened while shutdowns were still in place. Of course, the term white privilege has been around a very long time. But I'm referring to the fact that during 2020, the phrase became part of every other sentence from activists. So maybe not that exact term, but Tony or someone lamenting his status as a white male in some fashion, or perhaps instead someone else in the movie pointing out how all white people have some degree of racism in them. Anyway, those are my predictions. If they happen, they happen. If they don't, it will mean that Spielberg chose not to give in to the times and the pressure. I personally would admire that. Others will be quite critical. I believe a woke discussion will be associated with this movie one way or the other, either because the film was woke or because the film was not woke. Again, these predictions are easy, as easy as saying this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.